Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Off to Achan, looking to cut it back. Gets through a hole and into the secondary. Still loose, and he's going to go the distance. Max Hairston trying to track him down. Trips him up, but he's into the end zone for a 59-yard touchdown run, and that'll put this one to bed.
Devon Achan. Oof. Run defense again yesterday. Big numbers put up on them, and really was they were not terrible until the very end when they gave up runs. I mean, numbers wise, and Miami was doing some nice things, but 6.2 yards of carry they wind up with, courtesy of Achan's 174 yards on the ground. I do rankings every Tuesday. Here's where the Bills fall in the rankings after that week. And folks, they're always cumulative. Like after this many games is where they fall, not like just specifically that week. And it's going to look bad again. It does every week because the run defense, it started off that way after Baltimore. It's just been bad all year, and it's going to fall even further. Let's go to Adam in New Jersey, firing the phone lines back up. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Snell. How are you?
I'm all right. Then I'm talking to you. Have better days, though.
I got two quick points. I promise I'm going to get through them. I want to start with Joe Brady. The offense is completely lifeless. It's the same recycled plays every week. No tempo, no creativity. I shouldn't be able to sit on my couch and call out the next plays before the snap. And that's and you know what the crazy part is? A couple weeks ago, he said he's not worried about the passing offense. And I know, Sal, you were bringing up your parallel with your painting. Yeah, or you're not a good artist.
I'm terrible. Yes. Yeah. The analogy. Yes. Yes.
I always say it's players, not the scheme, but I know that's what you said, but let me explain this, Sal. When MBS was here last year, he did nothing, got cut, goes to New Orleans, scores two big touchdowns and long bombs in his first week there. So I know that's a very small sample size, so that tells me that it's not so much the personnel, it's the play caller. And let me ask you something,
what
Sal.
Did he do after that? What did he do after that?
Well,
nothing.
No.
Wait, what did he do after that? Let's be honest here. Yeah, he had a nice game that week. Guys have come here to have nice games, but it doesn't. He's also been without a job since then. But go ahead.
Okay, let me ask you something, Sal.
Okay,
you can appreciate this because you're a sideline reporter. Being on the sideline as opposed to being up in the press box is a different feel of the game. Why doesn't this guy come down to the sideline to call plays like Ben Johnson, Mike McDaniel did when they were OCs, instead of hiding upstairs being detached from the game? You know that it's a different feel up there from down there. You have a frustrated quarterback and a frustrated offense. Why can't you come downstairs and have a feel of the game? Why can't you? I want to know why.
Well, he can.
And
he
also,
can. He can.
Well,
can
so
can you slow down?
He?
Okay. Okay. Can you take a breath and slow down and I can answer your questions?
Sorry.
All right. That's okay.
Sorry.
It's all good. You said you had two quick points and then like you're just, it's okay. All right. So listen, I know you're frustrated.
I'm
I get
upset.
It. I know, but let me explain. You're not going to like my answer, but I'm going to tell you why. Okay. Because here's the thing, Adam. Just like you used my analogy and said, well, this guy did this and look at that. I'm going to use Adam. Just go back throughout history. There's been plenty of great coordinators who've been on the sidelines. There's been plenty of great coordinators who've been up top. There's been plenty of great, you know, play callers on the sidelines. There's been championships. There's no one right way. And I don't disagree with you that you can get a different feel on the sidelines. You know what? You also have a lot of distractions on the sidelines because I am down there.
Oh, stop. Stop.
Okay, like I said, you don't care. Okay, I got it. So I'm lying, I guess. It's all good. It's all good. All right, Adam. All right, have a great day. Let's go to Billy in Toronto. Hi, Billy. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, yes.
He didn't want to hear what I had to say, but hey, that's what we do here. I was trying to at least give him an answer. He didn't have to like it. I told him that. But listen. Joe Brady could come down anytime he wants, and maybe he does that next week. If you think that's... Wait, hold on one second, Billy. If Adam thinks that's what's holding the Bills offense back, so be it. I don't think they have the right people... You know, playing wide receiver getting open, I don't know if Joe Brady coming down on the sidelines is going to change that. Maybe Adam's right. Maybe that's the secret to the success. But I've been around football long enough to also tell you, I've seen it done both ways. I've seen it fail both ways. I've seen it succeed both ways. There's a lot of things happening on the sidelines. There's also a stale environment in the radio booth. In the coach's booth that can allow you to see things more clearly. It's just personal preference. That's all it is. Personal preference to how you want to see the game. And maybe Adam could call me next week because maybe Joe Brady will be on the field next week and they'll score 45 points. He'll say, Sal, I was right. And that's cool. Adam, you can call back and do that. I was just trying to tell you why they do and you didn't want to hear it. So let's go, Billy. What's up?
Yeah, that's the least of our problems. Anyway, Sal, very simply put, I think I got the remedy of how we're going to win the Super Bowl. We just got to pray that we don't play New Orleans, Carolina, or Miami in the playoffs, because I'm not disappointed with when we play the good teams. We're there. We've beaten Baltimore. We've beaten Kansas City. Was this game bad? Yeah, it was real bad. But listen, it's just one of many. I know there's so many things that we can work on, but when it comes to playing the good teams, this team shows up. So once again, Sal, I'm not worried. There's only one thing that I didn't like, though, in yesterday's game.
But it's a problem if you don't show up against the lesser teams, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know. But listen, the one thing that I did not like was when we were down 15 in the beginning of the fourth quarter. I still have faith. I still say, you know what, we're going to come back and we're going to run three touchdowns and we're going to win this game. But we didn't. But what I didn't like was, my God, every single put, there was no urgency. I was watching the clock. We were running everything down to 1 second. We were killing 30 seconds off the clock on just about every play. We had to get to the line of scrimmage and start and making plays. But to sit back there and wait right to the last second, we basically ran off 9-10 minutes. Now I know it didn't make a difference in the end, but man, you got to get desperate when you're down 14.
Yeah, no, I hear you. A sense of urgency didn't seem there, right? Sense of urgency. Yeah. And it started from the get-go when guys said, hey, they were played harder than us or wanted it more. And it's just a bad sign when that happens, right? You just can't. That's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Chris is in Boston. Hi, Chris.
Alrighty. Sal, I got to start off with a few shout-outs. First off, shout-out Newhouse Mafia. Second, my guy, he called in a little bit earlier with the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. So a few years ago, I was at that disaster against the Vikings where we like fumbled on the one or whatever to end it. And my buddy and I drove all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Late back to Rochester with Edmund Fitzgerald playing on loop, and it's just been my disaster song since. So reason I called, a few people said it, you're the sideline guy. Jeremy was talking about this a bunch this morning, but what type of guy was, right, so I'm in Boston. All of a sudden, the Celtics green merchandise that people wear is turning into Patriots blue and right out of the woodwork. I see a lot of Matt Collins. What type of guy was Matt Collins on the sideline? And outside of like the money ball, the stats, what did he lose with him? What did he bring that stats can't capture?
I think he brought an element to all, you know, both phases of your game that, you know, three phases, if you want to count, you know, passing game, he was the leading receiver's touchdowns for the Bills last year, even though we would never kind of think of him that way, right? That's not, he's not the guy you rely on. He's not your number one target, but he was available and reliable, and that means something. And he blocked his butt off, which means something. And I know people don't want to hear about blocking receivers. I get it, but you're asking me this question. He also was very good in special teams, and he just kind of, he was a guy that kind of did everything you asked of him and was always available and reliable to do all of that. Now, his attitude, incredible. He'd catch a pass. He'd have something to do, the backpack thing, quirky, interesting personality. Yeah, I mean, look, Matt Collins is not some superstar, but could you make an argument, as you are, Chris, I think, here, saying you miss a personality like that, you miss a guy around like that to kind of uplift everybody? Sure, I think you could make that argument. I'm not going to make the argument, though, that talent like can't be replaced. Matt Collins' talent can be replaced and should have been, and it can be, and it is. Like, you're not missing his talent. Could you miss the intangibles he brings? Sure. And you don't have to use a roster spot, an extra guy, because he plays all these different parts for you, right? As a veteran still doing that, it's important. So if that's where you're going with that, I agree. Let's go to Craig. Hi, Craig. You're up next.
Hey, Sal. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good to talk to you.
Yep.
I really wanted to kind of put to bed this old adage. You don't really hear it too much anymore, but sometimes on the Shouty shows that elite quarterbacks will elevate the play of wide receivers around them if they're mediocre. And I think that is just a lazy take, and that needs to be stopped. And I think that this everybody eats mantra is a little bit of a tangent of that. Like, back when Dable was leading the offense, like, he had some amazing receivers. And so I think that there needs to be more of a clear path towards elite level wide receivers. I mean, Brady back in his day, Wes Welker and Julian Edelman and Gronkowski and Hernandez, like all these amazing guys, and like Hill and Kelce on the Kansas City and you know, Hollywood Brown and Devonta Adams on the Eagles. Like, this is what wins Super Bowls. And I don't understand why we have not put more emphasis on the wide receiver room. And Keon Coleman was supposed to be that, but I don't, and maybe you can shed some light on this. Like, I don't understand why he was drafted, because his draft profile is what he is. He can't get separation, good at contested catches. But we don't throw him when he's not open, so he can't make those contested catches. So, like, I don't understand what the thought process of drafting him was. And then as far as Brady, I think he's just trying to lean in what works.
Yeah, right.
Kincaid and James Cook. Like, that's what was working. That's it. They can't get open downfield. Josh Allen is running around 5, 6, 7 seconds, can't find anybody. I'm exaggerating there, but like...
No, I get it. No, you're right. I agree with a lot of what you said, Craig. I agree with a lot of what you say. I want to just kind of touch on the point of the wide receivers, your main point here. And it's right. I mean, like, it is something that when you say everybody eats, What you're basically saying is we have a bunch of pass catchers and we have an elite quarterback, so he's going to make them great and they're going to be even better because of it. And they can all do a certain role and they're all at this baseline. And when Brandon Bean comes on WGR and he says after the draft, and we had the viral moment here when on the morning show, and he says you can't have all pros at every position. In some positions you have to kind of, you know, however, whatever phrasing he used, I think that was an indication saying that, right? Like, hey, we don't have the top end paid wide receiver. We don't spend all these incredible resources on him. Because we have good guys, good players, who can do a good job, and an elite quarterback, and that should add up to making up that gap, if that makes sense. That's the way I read the philosophy, right? And that's not wrong, that you can't have all pros at every position. Every team has to make those decisions. There's no way around that. Keon Coleman was drafted in the second round. The Bills obviously infamously, drafted out of that draft spot with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, at this point, I'm not going to tell you that Kansas City even got a great player in Worthy, because right now he's just kind of is what he is, and Keon actually has more yards, I think, in his career. But that being said, who cares about that? What it does tell me, though, they didn't like their options where they were sitting, Craig, right? They didn't like their options. Yeah. Whether that was Worthy or McConkey or Leggett or Keon Coleman, they didn't feel there was a value for anybody sitting there at that point. And I think at least we have to recognize that and say, so they moved down and they took a guy to me. You asked me why? Well, I think they probably believe he's a great athlete. We can develop him. He's got a big catch radius. We have an elite quarterback. We'll figure it out. And I just think that's it. And for whatever reason, it hasn't gotten to that yet.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, if that's the thought process, like, why not trade up? Like, not go after those guys that are in the top tier? And I know it's expensive. I know it's expensive.
Well, maybe they tried. I don't know. We don't know that, right? We don't know if they tried to trade up for Brian Thomas or try. You know, I don't want to sound like Brandon Bean. It takes two to tango is true, right? You do have to. We know that now from the reports. I get it. And I do think, Craig, if you believe these reports, which I do, about the Jalen Waddle stuff over the weekend, I do believe that is an indication they will change that philosophy this offseason. And very much so think about allocating more resources to that position. That's the way I believe. And you could say it's too late, and I get it. You could say it's too late. I understand. It is right now. But I do believe that's an indication of a change of philosophy.
Yeah, and I hope he comes back on WGR, especially if Jeremy offers an apology.
Well, I don't know about that specifically, but, you know, we'll still talk to him, no doubt. And he came on during training camp and they talked to him. So, you know, and he'll give his rationale and reasons either way, whether that does happen or not. But I do think that could be a change in philosophy. Okay, we'll take a time out here. I got to get to a break. I got to take more phone calls as well when we come back here on WGR. And we'll do that on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.